Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
All right, here we go. It's time for Fast Track. And let's see one side of the coin. Major League Baseball owners and players work something out. Other side of the coin, baseball doesn't come back. Call it in the air.
Oh, it's heads. They're working it out.
Heads. Baseball's coming back.
There you go. All right, Ireland, it's to you.
Fast Track.
All right, this is for all three of you guys. According to the Washington Post, because most restaurants have been closed, there isn't a lot of food in trash bins. The end result is that rats are becoming more aggressive.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I saw this. I'm so scared.
Since the start of the pandemic, there have been increased reports of rat cannibalism and infanticide in New York, as well as more rat complaints in residential areas, including Chicago, as humans produce more food waste at home. Roving rat armies, including one caught on camera scavenging New Orleans' empty streets, are concerning to the CDC, which says rodents can carry disease. Rats pose an additional threat to those working from home. They can devour cars. Rats gnawing at car engines and tires have caused fires and cost car owners fortunes. Let's say you discover a roving rat army in your backyard. Mace, what is your plan?
My plan is first to make sure the dog door is closed.
That's actually an excellent answer.
I do not want the dog door open. Then I guess you call an old-fashioned exterminator, right? You put out traps, you know, like don't they do rat traps and stuff?
But this is an army. It's an army.
It's an army.
Lindsay, you discover a roving rat army is heading for your apartment. What do you do?
I would care as much as I could in my hands. I would run away, and I would move out of my apartment and never return. I'm not kidding.
Never to return.
No,
what, Lindsay?
No, I wouldn't. I would not. I would have somebody get my stuff and move it out of the apartment. When I first moved here, and I live in Marina Del Rey, the first apartment complex that I moved into, it was right next to where all of those renovations are in Marina Del Rey, where they just built like a ton of condos.
Yeah.
So when they dug that area up, it was all like swampland and marsh and fields. And my old roommate told me that there were hundreds of rats that were...
They came out
of wherever they came out when they dig those areas up. And they were starting to get into the apartments, and one chewed a hole through the screen in their patio door and got into the apartment. And one night she came home from work really late, and there was one sitting on the shelf inside the apartment, like chewing on cereal or something. And I was like, I would have ran away and never come back. And I swear to
God,
that's exactly what I do.
What if these rats were like the rats from Ratatouille? They're friendly rats.
I don't
looking
care.
To have
I would,
there are no such thing as friendly rats.
They wouldn't get close enough to me for me to determine how friendly they are. Let's just say that.
Funches, what is your plan when you encounter a roving rat army?
I'm probably going to just try to give them a little bit of cheese and just run away the other way.
Some good old cheese.
You're going to distract them
I'm going to distract them with some cheese and run the other way.
See, I think it's an opportunity, Mace, for a business. If you know, like Ghostbusters, if you can be one that can break up the roving rat
busters,
army, yeah, rat busters, you could have a whole industry, right?
You know, I having lived in New York, I mean, I remember seeing one night, I think I was in the West Village, seeing a rat as big as a friggin' dog.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
dog rat.
I would literally throw up.
They are so friggin' scary. When you see one of those big ones in New York, subways, you would see them all the time.
Okay,
everybody
on here answer this question. Were you all like me? Is that the first time you heard that rats pose a danger to cars? I'd never heard that before.
First time.
Did you guys know, Funch, did you know rats gnawing at car engines and tires have
caused
fires?
That's weird because it actually came up this weekend. I was talking to my cousin who owns a auto shop, and he told me about the rats.
Man, I never knew that. Roving rat armies.
Yeah, I knew that they can chew your wires and stuff. I had a friend who, like a mouse destroyed the inside of his engine or his wiring or whatever. And I actually one time
Don't say it was a mouse, Lindsay. You have to say it was a rat. A mouse doesn't sound imposing. It was a rat.
Okay. It was probably a rat. I actually one time had to take my car in for some clutch issues, and the mechanics told me that a squirrel or something had put a walnut, had stored a walnut inside of my clutch. So I guess that rodents do get in your engines all the time.
Yeah,
pretty common problem.
Yeah, we've got, what do we got, killer hornets? Murder hornets?
Murder
we've
hornets.
Got rat armies?
Roving rat army.
What is next? This place is like falling apart right now. Funch.
Fast Track.
All right, the new show Space Force is going to premiere on Netflix on Friday. It stars Steve Carell. It's created by Greg Daniels, the creator of The Office, so they are reuniting. Based on the president's new military branch he has created. Now, you know, I read the Drudge Report every day, and today he linked to a review from the Daily Beast. It says, quote, misfires happen all the time. Projects with big buildups often don't deliver. Lightning doesn't often strike twice. Yet knowing that doesn't take away the disappointment that Space Force is completely unfunny. John, you love The Office. These are the guys that made it. Will you watch Space Force, or is this review enough to get you to skip it?
No, I would give it a shot. But, you know, Steve Carell's done a lot of drama, too. He's done a lot. He was great in The Morning Show.
But this is a comedy.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'm not. I never let reviews turn me completely off. Like, I got to find out for myself. One of the things they do on the Rewatchables, the podcast I listen to all the time with Chris Ryan and Bill Simmons and Sean Fennessy and Mallory Rubin and those guys, is they always go back and pull Roger Ebert's reviews of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times, like, movies that have gone on to be all-time monster hits, Roger didn't like.
Sure.
So I would no, to answer your question, the review would not keep me from sampling the show. How about you?
I don't pay attention to reviews at all. In fact, when I'm watching, when I go see movies, remember back in the old days, I used to go see movies. I never read a review, a single review. I never look at a Rotten Tomato score until after I see the movie. And it's unbelievable how many times I go back and see that I loved a movie that critics hated, or that I hated a movie that critics loved. I really don't want to be swayed one way or the other by reviews. And I will try Space Force. I was not a big Office guy, but I will try Space Force just because of the I love Carell. But I guess because I read the review, I will judge it harshly. Hopefully, my expectations are lowered, and now I will like it more. Funch.
Fast Track.
All right, Mace. Last week, I brought up the question of who is the greatest American band of all time. The Eagles, Nirvana, Aerosmith, The Grateful Dead are all common answers.
Yep.
But the most common answer was Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Was I here when you asked this question?
I think so.
I don't think I was.
Maybe I didn't. Because most people will be asking what's the greatest band of all time. It becomes a debate between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're both foreign bands. So let me ask you, what pops into your head? Greatest American band of all time?
I would say...
U2 is from Ireland.
U2's from Ireland. I would say probably the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles are in there. Lindsay, greatest American band of all time?
I'm going to say either Pink Floyd or Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young.
Isn't Roger Waters English?
Well, I guess they are an English band. Yeah, that's a good point.
How about Aerosmith, Beach Boys?
Aerosmith, Funch, what pops
Aerosmith's
into your head?
Aerosmith's got to be up there.
Probably the Beach Boys?
Yeah, Beach Boys are a great answer. Okay, but Bruce Springsteen was the most common answer. Maybe I didn't throw it at you guys. Maybe I was talking to somebody else. But anyway, Springsteen has sold over 135 million records and 20 Grammys. His shows are 4 to 5 hours long. He never takes breaks. But Mina Kimes weighed in on this debate over the weekend, and here's what she tweeted. Quote, an incomplete list of other American bands that are better than Springsteen. The Pixies, The Velvet Underground, Sonic Youth, Pavement, Talking Heads, Dinosaur Jr., Guided by Voices, Sleater-Kinney, Fugazi, The Stooges, Green Day. End quote. Now, if you want to make an argument that the Talking Heads or Green Day is better than Springsteen and the E Street Band, I'll listen. You'd be wrong, but I'd listen. those other bands would be like saying Smush Parker or Kwame Brown is better than Kobe. I like Mina, but how can a person have that big of a blind spot about Bruce Springsteen, Mace?
Yeah, but it's a subjective matter of taste. I mean, I know people who hate Springsteen. Juan hates Springsteen.
I can't stand him. I don't think, I mean, it's Bruce Springsteen. To me, it's just, like, I don't know, easy rock music that I listened to when I was driving around in that car with my mom. I'm not a fan.
Really? Yeah, like, have either one of you guys ever seen him live?
I love him. I saw him at the Meadowlands. I saw him at Continental Arenas in Newark when he opened his tour in 99, which was the reunion tour for him and the E Street Band. So I love Springsteen, but I understand the generational difference. I understand, for example, somebody that would say Nirvana, because that's their generation.
Nirvana is definitely one of the greatest.
I understand somebody who would say Velvet Underground, because that's Velvet Underground is a legit big-time band.
No, they're
band
good.
For
like, but you can't make the argument that Fugazi is better than Bruce Springsteen. You just can't. I mean, unless you just have some...
Unless you just don't like Springsteen.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who like hates
Clearly
Springsteen.
Clearly Mina.
Like, yeah. She's the first person I've ever seen that doesn't respect him. I mean, Jon Stewart said it best. Nobody empties the tank like Springsteen.
No, that's 100% true.
Nobody.
He played for 4.5 hours when I saw him in New Jersey.
Yeah, and it's really, I was just blown away by how it'd be like, there's some people that just have universal respect. I always thought Springsteen was one of them until I saw Mina's tweet. I thought, wow, he somehow made no impression on her whatsoever.
I can tell you definitively, Juan hates Springsteen, hates him. I will never be able to see a Springsteen concert with Juan because he
So maybe I'm the one with the blind spot. I've just never met anybody who hates Springsteen.
Music is a matter of taste, right? You know, there's no accounting for it. Funch.
Fast Track.
HBO Max is launching next week. It is another streaming service. It includes all the new original HBO shows, every movie ever made by Warner Brothers, that's stuff like The Dark Knight, all the Batmans, all the DC movies, The Exorcist, all the Harry Potters, all the Lord of the Rings, plus Friends, Game of Thrones, Big Bang Theory, South Park, Rick and Morty, Sopranos, The Wire. The monthly price is $14.99 compared to Netflix, which is $15.99. Will you buy HBO Max?
I'm going to get it for free because I subscribe to HBO anyway.
Do you get it for free if you subscribe to HBO?
Yeah, if you pay for it already, you get the app. Like, I get HBO Go now. But if I didn't buy
it... I don't really understand what they're doing. There's HBO on cable, then there's HBO Go, now there's HBO Max. They're confusing me.
Do you pay for HBO?
Yeah.
Then you get it. If you don't pay for HBO, like Lindsay doesn't... Lindsay, you don't have a cable package, right?
I do actually pay for HBO, though, through Amazon Prime.
Then
so I pay, like what is it, like $8 a month or something
for it. Then you'll be able to watch it online.
But Mace has a good point, because I did notice when I was looking through my apps the other day, I have in my Roku, I have HBO Go and HBO something else. They're two completely different apps, but I think they have the same purpose. So I don't know what HBO Max is, like, indifferent.
They're confusing people. There are too many different HBO apps.
Yeah, anytime I want to watch anything on HBO, I can go to HBO Go. I'm not sure.
So what's HBO Max then?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's a different. It couldn't be a different service, could it? I mean, if all it is HBO, I'll just Google what's the difference between HBO.
Oh, I just found out. See, other people are asking that. They're asking what's the difference between HBO Max, HBO Go, HBO Now, because they're three completely different apps. HBO Go is a streaming service offered by HBO that's included free with your HBO subscription through a TV provider. Okay. HBO Now is a standalone streaming service offered by HBO that does not require cable or satellite TV offers original content. And then HBO Max is a platform offered by WarnerMedia that features 10,000 hours of premium content, bundling all of HBO together with even more movies, shows, and Max originals.
But if I already pay, Well, here's an article. HBO Max will be free for millions of subscribers. Are you one of them? I assume if you already pay for HBO, then you're going to get HBO Max.
Is this not evidence that HBO has done a terrible job of explaining what HBO Max is?
Yeah. Okay, so here's how it will be rolled out. Millions of HBO Now customers will be upgraded to HBO Max automatically. Many others will have to download the new app manually. Whether you're... you're right, Mace. This is super complicated. What if I get HBO from my cable provider? All of the following will let HBO subscribers get HBO to Max. DirecTV, Hulu, YouTube, Charter, Spectrum. So, Mace, you and I are in.
Yeah.
Altice, Verizon, Cox, and NCTC. Lindsay, I don't know. You get it through Amazon?
Yep. So I would be, I guess that means that I have HBO Now, which is separate than HBO Go. So that's.
I will compare this to Quibi. HBO has done a terrible job of explaining what HBO Max is.
And by the way, this is all happening as of tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they.
And by the way, still, what Matthew Berry said earlier is still true. Disney, Hulu, and ESPN Plus together at $11.99 is a fantastic deal.
Yeah.
Fantastic deal. All right, more Fast Track coming up next for you. Lindsay's got a question. Function's got a question. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, rolling on with Fast Track. And Lindsay, it's to you.
Fast Track.
All right, guys. So Kelly Ripa. We all know Kelly Ripa, right?
Of course.
Great lady.
Yeah.
She's getting
great
a lot of
great lady, yes, she
great
is.
Lady, great lady, getting a lot of criticism from her fans, and I want to know if you guys agree. The Live with Kelly and Ryan host has been doing her show from her New York City home during quarantine.
Yep.
Of course, New York City has been the hardest hit area of the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S., and Ripa has been going through the devastation with millions of others for the past couple of months, or so we thought. It turns out Ripa has been lying about where she's been quarantined.
What?
And she's actually been in the Caribbean. So it turns out that her husband and her children were on a family vacation when the stay-at-home orders were put in place. And instead of flying back and dealing with all the travel restrictions and scariness of what was going on, they decided to just stay put in the Caribbean, and that's where she's actually been doing her show from. And it turned out that nobody really knew this. It was kind of like a secret among ABC employees. But one ABC employee found out and like leaked it to a bunch of people when Kelly Ripa shared it to a group of people during like a town hall meeting for employees. So anyway, she's actually been in the Caribbean pretending that she's been in New York. And I guess it's one thing if she just didn't disclose where she was, but a lot of fans are giving her a lot of backlash on social media because of the fact that she's literally been lying and pretending that she's been in New York City.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now that she's revealed that that's not the case, people aren't necessarily mad about the fact of like where she is, but the fact that she lied and acted like she was so affected by the fact that like the city that she lives in, where her home is, has been devastated. So I want to know what you guys think about this whole
thing. So look, here's the thing about the Live with Kelly and Ryan show. It's supposed to be real, and it's supposed to be honest, and it's supposed to be we're letting you have a look into our lives. That's what that first 15 minutes is all about. I think she does deserve criticism for this. She's been pretending. She hasn't been honest with her audience. I mean, we sit here every day, John, and we always say exactly what's going on. You know, I'm in my house, you're in my house, you're in your house. Lindsay is in her house.
We didn't always, though.
Well, when didn't we?
In the beginning, your mantra was, let's keep our personal lives personal.
Well, that was for a good reason.
Right, but I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
this is a little different, I think it is.
Oh,
she's
I think
not
it
just
is.
Keeping like when Mason would talk about vacations when we were working together like the first 10 years, his vacation spot was UL, undisclosed location.
It's true. It's true.
So isn't Kelly just saying UL?
No, she's not saying UL.
And that's
she's
different.
Saying New York.
If she was completely just like lying by omission and not telling people where she really was, that'd be one thing. But she's been straight up lying and, like, you know, getting into the whole emotional devastation of being in New York City right
now. Yeah, she's been saying she's in New York and in the middle of all this terrible stuff while she's really been in the Bahamas.
This lends itself to a conversation we were having with Sliwa a week or two ago, Mace, when you said, Sliwa, you should tell people when your interviews are in the can. You shouldn't lie to people and say, here's so-and-so, and it's really on tape. And I've always agreed with you about that. I think, you know, Lee Hamilton, who we used to work with, would perpetuate the tape. You know, like, there were shows he did where he had, like, five guys on tape, and he would never let the audience know.
Yeah, you know,
you have a good line about this, Mace. The truth is always the easiest thing to remember.
Yep, it is.
So
it is.
I don't know why Kelly thought she was never going to get caught. If she was actually lying about it, you know, nobody would have cared. Maybe she didn't want to seem elitist, I guess, that she was in the Caribbean, but
don't,
I don't
pretend
think anybody
you're
would
in
have
New
cared.
York right, and right. sharing that's in where that devastation if you're in the Bahamas on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, I
understand the criticism. Funch.
Fast Track.
All right, so last week, Lori Loughlin and her husband, fashion designer Massimo, threw in a towel in their college admission case. Lori and Massimo have agreed to plead guilty to one conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. Now, if you remember, Lori and her husband are accused of paying over $500,000 in bribes to get their daughters into USC, even faking a photo that made them look like they were college-caliber rowers. Lori has agreed to 2 months in prison. Massimo was served 5 months in prison. Now, Lori's sentence is harsher than fellow actor Felicity Huffman, who was sentenced to 14 days, even though her sentence was for a month. Now, let's say the over and under is 1 month for Lori serving her sentence. Where would you bet your mythical money on, guys?
She'll do a month. I think they know it's a high-profile case. If they you said, Funch, they sentenced her to 2 months?
To 2 months. And I just said, like, the over-under might be 1 month. Does she go over or under?
I think she ends up doing a month because they know it's a terrible look if she doesn't do at least a month.
Well, because they have now acknowledged their guilt, and they took up the time of the legal system by fighting what essentially was stupid. Felicity Huffman had the good sense to say, yeah, I did it. You got me. I'll go to jail for 10 days or whatever, some fancy-ass jail. They put up this big fight when they knew that they had done exactly what the claim was. So I think she'll do a month because she fought instead of just accepting, yep, I did it. That's what they should have done from the beginning. They just should have said, yep, you got us. It's not any great crime that is going to stick to you. Honestly, people will forget Felicity Huffman. What Lori Loughlin and Massimo did was keep their name in the headlines longer than they needed to be.
I think they thought they could win. I don't know why, but I think they thought they could win. I think that, you know, they thought they would just pay more money. Money's obviously not an issue for them. Massimo's worth hundreds of millions. He thought, I'll just hire a really good legal team and they'll get me out of it. And the mistake was that no matter how good his legal team was, the case against him was too strong.
Yeah, you can't beat the evidence. You can't beat the evidence. All right. Should I do one more here or should we go to break?
Let's go to break. We'll come back and do something.
I got a good one coming up next. It's about hazing. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. I rolling on with Fast Track and Funch. It's to me.
Fast Track.
Let's talk about hazing. Apparently, there has been regular hazing by Kentucky Wildcat cheerleaders for years.
What?
The incidents described in a new report largely stem from a retreat at a place called Lake Cumberland in Kentucky and a cheerleading camp in Tennessee. At the lakeside retreat, cheerleaders were seen engaging in excessive use of alcohol, some of which was provided by former cheerleaders who attended, and doing basket tosses while semi-nude. In Tennessee, cheerleaders were urged to make lewd chants.
Wait a minute. Explain. Wait. What is basket tosses semi-nude? How does that work?
I think they throw the girl up in the air and then somebody catches
her. Yeah, it's like when people are around in a circle and they throw them up.
Got it. Okay.
So head coach Jomo Thompson and assistants Ben Head, Spencer Klan, and Kelsey LaCroix have all been fired. But 800 former Kentucky cheerleaders have issued a joint statement in support of the powerhouse program's coaching staff. Kentucky has won four straight national cheerleading championships, and they've won over 24 Division I cheerleading national titles under these coaches. Do you agree? Should these coaches have been fired?
I think you have to. I think that we live in a time where, you know, Mace, maybe 20 years ago, I would compare this to college football. Remember Frank Cush, the coach at Arizona State, used to make guys run in the desert up in the mountains, and Woody Hayes would grab people by the face mask.
Yep.
And Bobby Knight grabbed somebody by the neck. Those guys all got away with that stuff. But if they did it now, they would probably be fired.
Did you get hazed as a we were both in fraternities. Did you get hazed at your fraternity?
They did some things they probably couldn't get away with now, but nothing that I felt, you know, I once got in trouble for laughing when they were doing it. So, again, I don't know if they get away with it now, but I think we're in a different time, and you just need to be extremely careful. There are things you can say and you could say and do in 1981 when I started at UCLA that you can't say in 2020.
Right. And there's no way that these coaches didn't know what had been going on for years, and it just doesn't fly anymore. Hazing, whether it be fraternities, sororities, cheerleaders, football player, hazing is just, it's not acceptable behavior anymore.
Well, I'll take it a step further. You've often said in the show that once Greg Popovich and Bill Belichick retire, that the age of the my way or the highway coach is probably gone.
Yeah.
That those guys have what is in essence tenure, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But if Sean McVay tried to do the stuff that Woody Hayes or Bo Schembechler did back in the day, the players would probably revolt.
Yeah,
that's why Sean McVay coaches as almost like a partnership. You know, that you hear that word all the time. Like when you hear like Frank Vogel and Rob Pelinka talk about how they run the Lakers, they say, we consider ourselves partners with our stars. We consult LeBron James and Anthony Davis about moves we're going to make and things that we're going to do.
Yeah.
Back then, can you imagine Bobby Knight consulting players or Woody Hayes consulting players? I just don't think it would have happened.
No, completely agree.
But yeah, I to answer your original question, yeah, I think you got to fire him. What do you think?
Yep, I think they absolutely have to. Again, it's just it's stuff that used to be okay. Hazing used to be okay in a lot of fraternities and sororities and athletic programs, and no more. It's now viewed as abusive behavior, and this sounds like it was abusive behavior. I mean, I probably in my fraternity, that second beer bong probably was out of line. The first one I think was okay.
No, I don't know. One. I don't know if you could even get away with the first one in 2020.
Yeah, you're right. You may not even be able to get rid of the first one. You're right. All right, Funch.
Fast track.
Okay, Mace. On Saturday, Rams safety Taylor Rapp had an interesting day.
Yeah.
He decided to try something called the 10,000 calorie challenge. Rapp didn't eat 10,000 calories. He burned them off.
Yep.
Here's what he tweeted. Quote, yesterday I attempted a challenge where you try to burn 10,000 calories in one day. 125 miles biking, 103 miles in one ride, 1.2 miles swimming, 4 miles hiking, 3 miles running, a short workout, a 7,300-foot climb of elevation later, 10,000 calories completed. He started at 4:30 a.m., and finished at 9:09 p.m.
Damn.
Let's say you and I try to copy Taylor Rapp's day. At what point do you hit the wall? For me, I don't think I could bike 125 miles. I really don't.
Is that first step?
Yeah, but let's say I get through that. The 1.2 miles swimming, maybe because you're so hot and exhausted from riding the bike, you'll maybe get through. The 4 miles hiking at an elevation, I think that's where I'm out.
Yep.
The 3 miles running, no chance. No way I make it even 1 mile into the 3 miles running. The short workout, no chance. How about you? How far do you make it in Taylor Rapp's 10,000 calorie challenge?
About 50 miles on the bike. That's about it for me. I mean, that's an unbelievably impressive thing. What's the reason for doing it? Just for the hell of it?
Just because he could.
Just because he could. I say good for him. You know, riding a bike is the easiest of those skills. I can do that.
Depends on the grade, right?
Yeah, it depends on are you going up, are you going down.
Can I take Lisa's bike? She has one of those electric bikes.
Oh,
so
sure.
If you get tired, you just flip a switch.
That will count. What's the point of an electric bike? It's supposed to be going out for exercise.
Right. She says she always rides the bike to the destination, often to go play tennis. And then when she's riding at home, she gets tired and flips the switch.
Oh, well, that's probably okay.
And she says she can go farther. Like, she went to Marina del Rey and back. She's gone to Palos Verdes and back. You know, you can go farther with the electric bike.
Well, I'm sure you can because the bike is doing the work.
Correct.
All right, Funch.
Fast track.
It's time, people. It's time for the birthday game. I have already texted Sliwa.
Okay.
And said, do not listen to Fast Track today. He has gotten back to me and said he won't.
Okay.
So we will find out. And we've struggled lately. I think we got 16 the last time.
Yeah, that's not a struggle. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. We're not.
I'll see if I can lock in.
We're not on our game. So here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. All right. He's a wrestler. Can you smell what blank is cooking?
The Rock.
Superstar soccer player from the UK, went to play for the Galaxy.
David Beckham.
Clippers player signed as a free agent from Palmdale.
Paul George.
King of Soul, living in America.
James Brown.
He sings with the Four Seasons, blank in the
Frankie
Four
Valli.
Seasons. Biggest star of the Indiana Pacers, great singer.
Victor Oladipo.
Great voice, lost a lot of weight. Hello, how are you? Are you Kobe's wife.
Vanessa Bryant.
Great actor, married to a woman named Amal.
George Clooney.
He was a Clippers point guard, went to Houston, now he's with OKC.
Chris Paul.
Cheating second baseman for the Astros, little guy, won the MVP in 2017.
Jose Altuve.
Host of Dancing with the Stars.
Ryan Seacrest.
No. Cowboys tight end was
Tom Bergeron.
Terrible on Monday Night Football. Cowboys tight end.
Jason Witten.
I like that old time of rock and roll.
Bob Seger.
Quarterback for the Redskins, broke his leg on Monday Night Football last year.
Alex Smith.
14.
Who was the fat guy?
No, great voice, just lost a lot of weight. Hello, how are you?
Adele?
Adele.
Oh, I was thinking a guy. All right, Slee was going to do very poorly on this.
These are tough.
Yeah, I think Slee was over-under is 5.5.
I agree. This was a tough one.
Yeah, I think this was more difficult than usual. I'm setting it right now at 5.5. Lindsay, what do you think on 5.5 for Sliwa?
Under.
Funch?
Under.
I also think under, Mace.
So that means you guys got to move it.
I also think under.
Okay, so we're moving it to 4.5.
4.5. I'll take the over at 4.5.
I think I also... Do I take the... Yeah, I also take the over. Lindsay?
I'm taking the under.
Funch?
Over.
Okay, 4.5 it is.
All right.
Fast track.
We'll find out, top of the hour. John, it's to you.
Okay.
Fast track.
As we've been talking about, businesses across the state are slowly starting to reopen.
Yes.
State officials have now cleared 45 counties to resume in-restaurant dining and in-store shopping, including Orange and Riverside, two of California's largest population centers. L.A. County, which has been the epicenter of the coronavirus with more than 2,000 deaths, has been slower to expand reopening. Officials have set a goal of reopening everything by July 4th, but they might get pressured to open sooner. I'm going to give you guys a possible thing that will reopen.
Okay.
And you tell me if you'd be willing to try it this week. So if it was open, would you go in there this week?
Got it.
Let's say all the Starbucks reopen, including the one at LA Live. We all go there a lot normally. Mace, will you go back into a Starbucks?
I would walk back into a Starbucks.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I would.
Funch?
Probably not.
Okay. Movie theaters will reopen. Mace, would you go to an Arclight or a high-end movie theater to see a movie in a theater?
I would not.
Funch?
No.
Lindsay?
Not yet.
For me? Depends on the movie. The gyms are going to reopen. Mace, would you be willing to go to a public gym to work out?
The answer is no way in hell.
Lindsay?
Yeah, no. No for me.
Funch, I think you're a yes.
I'll be there. Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. So you're a yes on that.
Yeah, me too. That's a evenly divided 2-2. All right, it came out today that hair salons could reopen. Mace, you already said you're not willing to get your hair cut in June or May. Lindsay, how about you?
I think in like 2 weeks, if everything was good, then I would consider.
Funch?
Right now, no.
I just set an appointment for Saturday.
I'm with you, Funches. I'm going to text my the girl that cuts my hair later tonight. Okay, airports will start to pick up. Would you be willing to get on a plane in May or June, Mace?
I'm going to say no.
Lindsay?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking about going home in like 2 weeks, but I guess, again, like we're going to have to wait and see what happens. I think I'm on the fence.
Funch?
Probably not.
I want to go to Costa Rica like next weekend, and Lisa won't go. So I'm being grounded by my wife. But I think if I can find a great deal, you know, give me a N95 mask. I'll take an Ambien and I'll pass out on the plane. All right, Mace, what about church? Churches are loaded with older people. They're going to open to a 25% occupancy. Would you be willing to risk going to a church?
No, my church is online. I can watch the service. It's absolutely not.
Lindsay?
Nope.
Funch?
No.
Yeah, I'm also a no on that.
Yeah, I've been watching my minister every week.
Yeah, and you can do it online, and again, you don't want to risk because there's so many older people that go to churches. Finally, Mace?
Yep.
Let's say Nobu in Malibu not only opens up, but gives you a 7 p.m. reservation on the first Saturday night that it opens. It could be on July 4th, which is a Saturday. You could watch fireworks over the ocean while you dine at Nobu on the first night back. Are you taking the reservation?
I am not doing the restaurant thing.
Lindsay?
I don't think I have that kind of money for Nobu.
Yeah, very expensive.
Lindsay, let's say I'm buying. I'm picking up the tab, but I'm inviting you as my guest. You just have to decide to show up or pass.
Since it's not a necessity, I'm going to say no.
Funch?
I'm going to pass.
Funch, what if we get the table right next to all the Kardashians, including Kendall and Kylie?
Might have to reconsider.
Yeah, that's what I had last time on the night of Mason's birthday party. Lisa and I sat right next to the Kardashians. We ended up on a whole bunch of social media posts. I'm in. If you're listening, Nobu, whenever you're ready to reopen, just send me a note. I'll be there.
Excellent. All right. More Fast Track coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, rolling on with Fast Track, and it's to me.
Fast Track.
All right. Prescriptions for anti-anxiety meds and sleep aids have risen during the pandemic. Prescriptions for anti-anxiety medications such as Klonopin and Ativan rose 10% in the U.S. Prescriptions for antidepressants, including Prozac and Lexapro, rose 9%. Health concerns, social isolation, and the stress of job losses taking a toll on people's well-being. More than one-third of Americans say the pandemic is having a serious impact on their mental health. John, do you take any – well, I know you take stuff to sleep. What's your current sleep medication? And have you ever taken an antidepressant or anything for stress?
No, to the second question. What I do for sleep nowadays is I take either 2 Tylenol PM or 2 Advil PM. I try to take the same thing. And then I take half of a very small Ambien. I snap it in half and take half of it. And even doing that, Mace, like last night, I went to sleep at about 11:30.
That's insanity.
And I woke up at 3.
Yeah, that's just not, you're not a normal person.
Yeah.
You're missing out on one of the great joys in life.
I totally agree. I wish I could sleep. And now tonight, because I don't have to get up in the morning. Well, I'm going on the morning show tomorrow, but I'm not going on until 8:15. So I'm going to be up late with the cams. And I'll probably get to sleep at midnight. So I'll take a full Ambien tonight, and maybe I'll sleep till like 6. Six hours for me would be a lot.
And never an antidepressant.
No, I never have.
Yeah. Lindsay, what about you?
I've never taken any sleep medication, I don't think. I don't think I have. Maybe on like a plane before. Antidepressants, I did a long, long time ago for like a few months, but I think it was like 15 years ago.
Well, you know, I've talked about it in the air, but I suffer from bipolar disease, so I take both an antidepressant and a stabilizer med. And I do take a little something to sleep, too. But I sleep very well. I love sleep. I enjoy sleep. I love my dreams. I especially love that 8 until 9 o'clock in the morning when I'm starting to wake up and I'm sort of half awake and half asleep and I have really good dreams going on. And I'm never up in time to go on the morning show, ever. Never. I don't get out of bed until 10 o'clock in the morning.
This morning, when you were asleep, I was turning to the back 9.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I woke up at 7.
I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning and got out of bed at 10. I do some work for the show and then get out of bed.
When we had Travis on last week, and you said, yeah, I catch the morning show sometimes, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah,
that was a complete
total
lie.
Total BS.
Right?
Total BS. So. Yeah, completely made up.
Well,
yeah.
We do that a lot when we have guests on. We'll say, hey, we listen to your show all the time, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we probably haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah. I love your podcast. I love your movie. I love your book.
Goes with the territory.
We're
all right, Kelly Ripa.
Yeah, we are pulling a Kelly Ripa in that case. Thank you very much for calling us out. All right, Funch.
Fast Track.
All right, last thing for me, I have a game, and I think you guys are going to be proud of me.
Okay.
I completed the movie assignment you gave me, and I watched The Sandlot.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so in honor of that, let's see what you guys remember from that movie. I have a quiz. Now, Funch, you've seen it, have you not?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
plenty
so all
times.
Three all three of you guys have seen it.
Yep.
I would expect you all to do very well on this quiz.
It's been a long time, but yeah.
Yeah. Let's see how you do. Okay. Question one. In the beginning of the movie, two baseball teams were written on a scorecard. What were the names of the teams?
God.
Was it A, Red Sox and Yankees, B, Dodgers and Yankees, or C, Giants and Dodgers? Lindsay, A, B, or C?
I'm going to guess C.
Okay, Funch.
C.
Mace.
I'm going to go B, Dodgers and Yankees.
Mace, you should have gone with the crowd there. It was Giants and Dodgers. Okay, so Lindsay and Funch take the lead.
Did you guys remember that, or is that just a guess?
I remembered the Dodgers.
I was going to guess. Sean.
Okay.
All right. Funch, what was the name of the big dog that lived next to the Sandlot? Was it A, Goliath, B, Hercules, or C, Zeus? Goliath, Hercules, or Zeus?
I think it was B, Hercules.
Okay, Mace.
I think...
Goliath, Hercules, or Zeus?
I think it was Hercules also.
Okay, Lindsay.
Definitely Hercules.
Yep, you guys are all right. It was Hercules, so you guys are doing fine. All right, Mace. When does Ham first say his famous line, "You're killing me, Smalls"? Was it A, when Smalls keeps letting the ball go past him in left field? B, when Smalls says he doesn't know who Babe Ruth is? Or C, when Smalls says he doesn't know what a s'more is? A, B, or C?
God, I think it's a s'more.
Okay, Lindsay.
I think it's A.
You think it's when he keeps letting the ball go past him in left field?
Yes.
Funch.
B.
Mason has tied the game. It is the s'more. He's making a s'more, and Smalls has no idea what it is, and he makes it for him, and he melts the marshmallow in the chocolate. He just says, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah.
Okay. Lindsay, back to you. The game, this is close. It's 2-2-2. All right. What does Big Chief refer to in this movie? Is it A, Benny's bat, B, the boys' chewing tobacco, or C, De Nunez's fastball? Lindsay, Big Chief, what is it? A, B, or C?
B.
Okay, Funch.
It's chewing tobacco.
Okay, Mace.
Yeah, it's chewing tobacco.
You guys are all correct, and the game remains tied at 3. How many more of these? 1, 2, 3 more. Okay, this is good. All right. When another team comes over to the Sandlot to challenge the boys to a game, what is the name of that other team? Funch, is it A, Tigers, B, Cardinals, or C, White Sox? A, B, or C?
I think it's a Tigers.
Okay, Mace. Tigers, Cardinals, or Red Sox? Or White Sox, I'm sorry.
I am going to say it is the Tigers.
Okay, Lindsay.
I also think it's the Tigers.
You guys are doing very well. It is the Tigers. You're all tied at 4. All right. The next one, just two more left. Which kid fakes drowning at the swimming pool so he can kiss the lifeguard? Is it A, Ham, B, Yeah, or C, Squints? Mace, Ham, Yeah, or Squints?
I'm going to say that's Yeah.
Okay, Lindsay.
Squints, easy.
Funch.
Squints.
You guys are both right. It's Squints. And that's set. Okay, so remember
Squints? How did you forget that part? That was like the craziest part of the movie, I thought.
Okay.
It's been a good 20 years.
Last question, and Mace, you get to go last. Lindsay and Funch have 5. Mason has 4. Here we go for all the marbles. Karen Allen, the actress who played the mom in The Sandlot, was a huge star in the 70s and 80s. What was Karen Allen's first movie? Was it A, American Graffiti, B, Animal House, or C, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark? American Graffiti, Animal House, or Indiana Jones? Lindsay.
I think it was Animal House.
Okay, Funch.
Temple of Doom.
Indiana Jones, Mace.
It was Animal House.
Lindsay gets it all. It was Animal House. And Mace, I thought you would know that because didn't you have Karen Allen on the Culture Pop podcast?
She was on my podcast. Yes, she was.
Yeah, very, very good, nice Lindsay. Lady. Lindsay, by the way, you got 6 out of 7 on the Sandlot quiz. Very good. I can't even remember
which one, did I miss again?
Yeah, I can't remember the one that you missed.
By the way, since we are going to have Patrick Renna, the guy who plays Hams, who says that you're killing me, Smalls thing. The person that I was in contact with, I think it was his publicist, told me that he's a huge fan of this show and he listens all the time.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Lindsay,
so
the one
really
you
excited to be on.
The one you missed was, ironically, about Patrick Renna. His famous line,
you're killing me, Smalls.
You thought it was because he kept the ball. And by the way, the ball did keep going past him in left field. By the way, do you guys remember the name of the famous actor who lived in the house and won the dog?
Was it James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones. Very good.
James Earl Jones, yeah.
And do you remember who played Smalls' dad in the movie? Karen Allen played his mom. Do you remember who played the dad?
Was it Ray Liotta?
No. Actor from the same era. Pretty significant, famous guy.
Dennis Leary?
Very good. Dennis Leary was the
Dennis
guy.
Dennis Leary.
All right, so
there's
what did we decide the over-under is for Slew? 4.5?
4.5, yeah, 4.5.
I don't know if I'll believe him if he didn't listen. If he listened, he'll get more than that. You trust him, I don't. I think he's a sneaky little weasel. We'll see if he admits whether or not he listens.
That is very sad that you think he's a
sneaky
little weasel.
You know what Alan would say
weasel.
If he was here? John, what kind of setup is that for anybody?
That's absolutely true. Hey, by the way, new Culture Pop podcast just went online. It is a really great conversation with Mike Tolan, who is the executive producer of The Last Dance. And one of the things he talks about is how in the room he sold Michael Jordan on doing this documentary. What was the pitch? Because there were multiple companies that were trying to pull it off. He was the one that got it done. So inside the room, what was the pitch like?
Tomorrow in the show, a guy I really look forward to having on. He's had an incredibly interesting life. Peter Guber is part owner of the Dodgers, part owner of the Warriors, part owner of LAFC, used to run Sony, the movie studio. And so he's basically in the live sports business. So we'll have a lot to talk to him about how we get fans back, what his thoughts are, why he decided. By the way, he was one of the executive producers of The Last Dance.
Yes, he was.
And the Warriors, Mandalay Entertainment, his company, somebody went to the Warriors after they'd gone to the finals 3 years in a row and said, hey, let's document this stuff, for and the Warriors decided not to. I wonder if Peter regrets that now after producing The Last Dance and seeing what a huge hit it was. We'll talk to him about all. He's Lindsay, what time is he coming on tomorrow?
I think he's on, hold on,
I
want to
say 4:30, but I'm not sure.
I think that sounds right.
Okay, so Peter Goober tomorrow on the show.
He's 3:30, actually. 3:30.
3:30. Okay, good. I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, by the way, Mike and Peter are co-chairmen of Mandalay Entertainment, the production company that did The Last Dance. So he's going to know a lot about it, too. All right, coming up next for you, it's time, people. Ladies and gentlemen, special time of night. Sun going down in Los Angeles. But our ratings going down with them. Alan Slee was next.
That's Mason meaner than Ireland. What I said.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it's time, people. Sunset. Pour yourself a bourbon, or if you're Sliwa, pour yourself a gin.
Just a nice glass of Jägermeister, just something to sip on.
Oh.
A glass of Jägermeister. Nobody sips on Jägermeister. That drink that might be
by the way, that might be the worst of them all.
Yeah.
That and Goldschlager.
I was gonna say Goldschlager's on that list.
Yeah. So Sliwa, we've once again done the birthday game.
Okay.
Now, Sliwa, I just said, and you've obviously, it's been well documented, you've lied about this before, and you're kind of a sneaky weasel when it comes to the birthday
Unbelievable.
Game.
Unbelievable.
Did you listen to any portion of the birthday game today?
Today, I did not listen to the birthday game.
Okay, so I think this is a very difficult list.
Me too.
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
I got tough 14, one. But mm-hmm. we have hemmed and hawed. And we have set the over-under for you at 4.5. That's how hard I think this is.
That's right on to what I was thinking.
So if you get 5, you win it. I'm now thinking about changing my bet. Lindsay, your bet is what with the number at 4.5?
Under.
Under, and how much are you betting? Mythical money.
I'll bet 1,000.
Okay, Funch?
I will go over, and I'll bet 1,000.
Okay, Mace, where are you?
I'm over and 1,000.
So we're Lindsay, you're under, right?
Correct.
I now think over, and I need to bet more than 1,000 because I bet 7,000 on myself to beat Travis,
yeah, I lost
and then
five
I got
grand on you.
Slaughtered. So I'm going to try and get some of that back. I'm going to bet $3,000 on you, Sliwa, to go over, and you only need to get 5. I got 14. All right, so you literally need to do a third of what I did, and you will win me a bunch of money. Do you think you can do it?
Lindsay, what do you think? You think I got a shot in this one or no?
No, she bet you under.
I bet me under, but I always bet
so
the
she
under,
doesn't
so.
Think it.
I also bet you under.
So
so it sounds like a tough list.
Okay, but you and I are
and
over,
it's me.
Right?
Yeah,
and
over.
It's you.
Wait. So what, Funch, how much are you betting?
1,000.
Okay.
All right, I'm betting
same
3,000.
Names, same clues, same order. Got to give you a shot at every one of these names.
Now, Alan,
mm-hmm.
little friendly advice. If you don't know, pass. Do not
pass.
Dwell on it, okay? I passed on one today.
Yep.
Now, Mace, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to coach him, remember?
No, he knows. He knows to pass.
Okay.
Mace, remember last week, by the time you were asking another question, I was going back and answering the one before?
Right, you were calling like from three questions back.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I did that once today, but try not to do that, all right?
All right.
All right, so it is exactly 6 o'clock in Los Angeles right now. It is the top of the hour, Lindsay.
Oh, geez.
And Sliwa is about to take on the birthday game. Funch, is the clock ready?
Ready.
Mason, are you ready?
I am ready.
Most importantly, Sliwa, are you ready?
Absolutely not. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
He's a wrestler. Can you smell what blank is cooking?
The Rock.
A superstar soccer player from the UK came to play for the Galaxy.
David Beckham.
Clippers player signed as a free agent. He's from Palmdale.
Paul George.
King of Soul living in America.
Pass.
He sang with the Four Seasons. Blank in the Four Seasons.
Pass.
Biggest star of the Indiana Pacers. He's a great singer.
Oh, Jesus. Victor Oladipo.
Yes. Great voice. Just lost a lot of weight. A lot of weight. Hello. How are you?
The Living in America was James Brown. Hello. How are you? I have no idea.
Okay.
Pass.
Kobe's wife.
Vanessa Bryant.
Great actor. Married to a woman named Amal. He was in Ocean's 11.
Pass.
Clippers point guard. Then went to Houston. Now he's with OKC.
Chris Paul.
Cheating second baseman for the Astros. Little guy won the MVP. How many?
Seven.
Seven.
Wow. Easy money. I got half of my Travis money back.
Wow. Sliwa, you have outdone yourself.
A little worried. I was a little worried. Not going to lie.
So I don't get the sports ones that he always gets those.
Mace, I think the one thing that tripped both of us up is when you were describing the singer, okay, that lost a lot of weight.
Yes.
Alan.
I thought it was going to be female singer.
Be
Adele.
Yes, that's
who it was. I should have said female singer.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of weight. Yeah. And nobody likes my rendition of "Hello, how are you?"
Well,
that's not because that's not how it goes.
Yeah, that's
how's
that's
it go.
You
it
sing the
hello,
Lionel Richie. Hello, it's me. And by the way, that's not even her
hello,
biggest hit.
Hello, it's me.
That's you gotta say.
Hello,
you could have said "Rolling in the Deep" or something. You
yeah,
know,
"Rolling in the Deep" would have helped.
How are you? Yeah. That sounds like one of the most songs
you?
To Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
That yeah, just right. reminds That's me of the song. Time where you were trying to describe an animated movie.
Oh, jeez.
And the name of the animated movie was Inside Out, and you kept saying Inside Me.
Yeah. which is a movie.
I go,
but
do
not
you mean.
One...
Yeah. I go, do you mean Inside Out?
It wasn't
go,
animated.
Yeah, Inside Out.
No, it was not an animated movie. So, Sliwa, how was the weekend? What'd you do with yourself?
Man, it was how nice was it to just have 3 days off? It was great. It was down in San Diego for a couple days. Came back up yesterday. Just
hanging
really
with family?
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Who
hanging
was
with family.
Who was there? Uncle Ted.
Mace, I have so much family in San Diego.
Do you?
Like
yeah.
I have so. Oh,
tell us
just...
their names. So, Mom, what's Mom's name?
Helen. Yep.
Sliwa.
Two sisters. Helen Sliwa. Two yep. sisters. Venus yep. and Vanessa.
Venus?
Great and, names.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Venus and Vanessa. Why have you not told us about Venus and Vanessa?
And why isn't your name Victor?
No idea. Or Vinny. Something like that.
Vinny. Yeah. You look like a Vinny. You could be a Vinny.
Okay, there's so my nieces, Ava, Anya, Scarlett, and Savannah. So great names, too.
Everybody
great,
yeah.
kind of unique
has a
names.
Great name except
I know.
You.
I know.
Then
thanks,
there's
John.
Alan.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Then
what's
there's
Alan?
Steve.
What's your middle name?
Elias.
Go with that.
You
go
should
Eli
go by Elias.
Oh, that's a great one.
Eli Sliwa.
That's no.
Are we changing
than...
the show
nothing
again?
Works.
We...
What's weird is nothing works with Sliwa.
What are you talking about? Sliwa at Sunset is the perfect name for
that. That does work. You're right. So what was in Helen's head when she named Denise and or Venus and Vanessa? Like
what
Venus.
Was in
Where
Helen's
did that name?
Head?
What came? What made her name your sister Venus?
I have no idea.
Was it
I
after
no
the
idea.
Tennis player?
No. My sister is 40, 37, 43. She's
you
43.
You never say how old a woman is on
that's
there.
Okay.
So
it's okay.
She's right. mad at you.
She wouldn't
so
worry
Venus
about that.
Is 43. How old's Helen?
Mm-hmm. Helen is 72.
72. God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing good?
She's doing good. Yeah, but that's the thing. Every time I go down to San Diego, you know, Middle Eastern family. So it's a huge family. And if I go down there once every few weeks or so, which is what I usually do, it's typically to catch up with them and then work my way back up.
Sounds like you're surrounded by women. Helen, Venus, Vanessa, Ava.
This is always what
Anya,
I thought about you, Sliwa. Like you're just
four
walking
nieces.
Around in a Hugh Hefner bathrobe surrounded by women.
Yeah, that's not the case. But four nieces, no nephews. So
yeah, wow.
Right. Hey, Lynn, I have a question for both Sliwa and Mace.
Yeah,
Sliwa, have you ever been a guest on the Kamenetsky Late Night Dance Party Hoedown?
I have not.
You have not, Mace. You
no.
have.
I have. Yes, I have the highest rating ever in the history
okay.
of their
podcast. I'm going on tonight. I am the guest tonight. What should I expect? Does Ethan make an appearance, or is he already asleep?
I think that's for you, Mace.
I would say Sliwa is Is Sliwa awake or asleep?
No, Ethan.
Oh,
Ryan's
Ethan
son.
Is sound asleep. Ethan is in bed, sound asleep. I thought you said Sliwa. Is Sliwa awake or asleep? Well, his show, he sort of nods off towards the end of it. So I would say asleep.
No, I'm out by 8:30. I'm out by 8:30.
What? Wait. Doesn't your show go till 9?
Goes till 9, yeah. I'm out by 8:30.
Okay. So, Mace, what should I expect tonight? Hijinks? You know, are there hijinks?
Yeah, there are hijinks, especially if you really are doing it from your jacuzzi. Then,
swear to God, I'm doing it from the jacuzzi.
Then I think there will be hijinks. I think they'll want to see around your yard. They wanted to see around my house.
Okay.
So I did that. They ask a lot of stupid questions, random stuff that you wouldn't expect. Did they tell you? Did they give you like a syllabus for what's going to be discussed?
And I don't
want syllabus.
One. I do not want one. I don't want to know what the questions are in advance. I was inspired by Larry King, who never did any research whatsoever.
None. Yeah. And he just signed a $5 million podcast deal, that guy.
There you go.
Jesus. There Mace, you go. Were you set up before you went on? Did you have kind of an idea?
Nope, no idea.
No.
They ended up talking a lot about Better Call Saul. They ended up talking about my relationship with John Ireland, and they wanted a tour of my house. They wanted to see my Bob Miller Awards, which I showed them, which I keep proudly displayed, by the way. And they were in the background while I was doing my appearance.
The only thing that will be in the background for mine is Reagan the Puggle. She will make an appearance on the show. And speaking of shows, Sliwa, how many guests tonight?
Oh, yeah. How many guests?
Do you guys want to guess the guests? How many?
I say, okay, it's a Tuesday after a holiday weekend. I think you have 3.
You got a lot of time to kill. I think you've got 3.
2 guests tonight.
2 guests.
2 guests.
Okay.
2 guests.
2 guests. Mm-hmm.
And tonight is just so, you know, it is Lakers talk. So just FYI when you're guessing. Tonight.
So they're both NBA related.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mace, how many? The over under on guests from The Athletic, 1.5.
I will say I'll take the under.
No, it's over. He's got an Athletic guest tonight. Alan, how many guests from The Athletic?
No guests from The Athletic.
Yes.
Damn it. All right, and let's see if I can save myself. How many in the can? I think he's doing both interviews live because, you know, at the beginning of a holiday weekend, everyone's mailing it in, but now everyone's kind of back into the groove. Nobody in the can tonight. I think they're both live. Mace, the over under on interviews in the can is 1. What do you think?
The over-under is 1?
Yeah.
That's not a...
I think it
is 1. Okay, I'll say the over if it's 1.5.
You know, John, I'm don't ever underestimate how often I mail it in. It's 1 recorded interview.
Yes.
And 1 live.
Yes.
And 1 live.
All right, I am on fire tonight!
Yeah, you're 2 for 2. Who's the recorded interview?
This is one of Mason's favorite guys. Mace, how long have you known James Herbert from CBS Sports?
Oh, James Herbert. Let me tell you something.
Mason calls him Jim.
Jim and I go back. I mean, we go back to the Showtime days covering the Lakers. Jim has been, I mean, he's legendary. And obviously he's a name.
Can you describe him?
Every Lakers time. Yeah, he's a big guy. Tall. Tall.
Roughly how old is Jim?
Jim is 60. I'd say he's late 50s, early 60s.
All right, so.
To late, early 50s.
Late 50s, tall, big guy, mm-hmm. Alan. How mm-hmm. close was Mason?
Completely off. Everything.
How old is he?
He's probably under 40.
Under 40.
Probably
wow.
under 40. Yeah.
And he's not but a big guy.
He looks
maybe
awful.
He looks older. He looks
terrible.
He looks older.
He looks like he's in his 60s.
Okay, Mason.
I pray to God James Herbert does not listen to the Mason in Ireland
okay,
show.
Mace, here's the now here's the one for you to go for the trifecta. Okay?
Yep.
Simple yes or no.
Yep.
Will you or I, will either one of us have heard of the other guest? Will we know this person's work?
I say yes, and I'll call my shot.
Okay.
Mike Trudell.
I say it's Michael. Sliwa, are either one of us right?
Listen, I'm not going to say that either one of those guys didn't come into my mind today for bringing one of them on. It's Dave McMenamin.
McMenamin
is going to take the slot.
No, but Mace, you still get credit for it. You're 3 for 3 on answering all the Sliwa-related questions.
Yeah. We do know Dave McMenamin. Yes, we do. Wow, it sounds like a blockbuster, Sliwa.
By the way.
Yeah.
How exciting has it been the last couple of days? We're going to freaking have basketball back.
You know what?
Mace, we're going to have basketball back.
By the way, is a Sliwism. By the way.
What's the other one?
Hop on.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Sliwa, it's unbelievably exciting. And in fact, coming up next, I want to ask you about Mark Cuban's proposed playoff system and whether or not you like the keeping the integrity of the Eastern and Western Conference, or if you think we should go 1 to 16. You want to answer those questions next?
Let's do it.
Okay. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. It's a hell of a setup is what it is.
So happy that's still running. Thank you, Morales.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to keep that in rotation, in hot rotation. So Sliwa, we are getting close to an NBA deal to come back. And one of the things that Mark Cuban has brought up, is this idea of playing 6 to 7 games so that everybody gets to their 70-game local television, regional television deal, which means teams can cash in on that. But also a playoff for the 7 and 8 spots in both the East and the West. There are really only 4 teams that are eliminated from that. Everybody else is in play or within striking distance. What do you think?
You know, we got a chance these last couple of days to just see all the different things being thrown out there. I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of every team getting a chance to make the playoffs. So that one, you know, you've seen in some of those plans, Mace, where it's all 30 teams would have a shot. This one that Cuban is mentioning, I think it sounds like the most, not just realistic, but maybe fair, if that's the right word. You still get teams that were in sort of a position to make a playoff run. We're maybe a couple games behind the Memphis Grizzlies, and now they can prove, okay, are they going to get in? Are they not? Listen, there's no perfect system, but I think some kind of a play-in tournament for a few teams, you know, that final 2 spots. And of course, that affects the Dallas Mavericks as well. So Cuban is not looking at this. This would actually hurt the Dallas Mavericks, but he's looking at it. What's most practical for the NBA. But then the 1 through 16 seeding. I'm personally a fan of that. I like that idea. I like the idea and the concept of just taking everything by record, what seed you are. And the Lakers, yeah, maybe they're not playing a Western Conference team in the first round. Maybe they are playing the Brooklyn Nets, which I think the way it would line up. But
yep, it is the way it would line up.
Mace, is such a unique position that we're in. And because there's no travel, now all of a sudden that worry of saying, okay, well, Milwaukee's got to travel all the way across the country for a first-round matchup or something along those lines. That's the one reason why I think that 1 through 16 was never really that popular. But in this position, why not? You're in Orlando. You're trying something different. I still don't think it's going to take away from the integrity of the playoff format. But out of all the different scenarios that play out there, what's wrong with that one? That one seems like it would be something where fans would be entertained with, and these teams that are on the fringe of making the playoffs or already in actually have a shot.
Here's what I love about it. It puts Milwaukee and the Clippers on the other side of the bracket.
Fantastic.
Which means that the Clippers and Milwaukee would have to play for a chance to go to the finals. Meanwhile, the Lakers would have kind of free reign on their side. I mean, tough series, make no mistake, but a much clearer path to the finals. They would get to dodge the Clippers before they saw Milwaukee, or you could potentially have a Lakers-Clippers NBA Finals.
Hey, Sliwa, you got a game, right?
Yes.
What is it?
Crosstalk on 710, powered by PowerPlo. They're cross-trade services servicing plumbing plus heating and air. Great power specials right now. $99 drain cleaning or $59 AC tune-up, which includes a safety inspection and a temporary disinfect for your HVAC system. Make an appointment today. Call 800-584-4116 or visit PowerProPlumbing.com.
I'm going to go to Power Pro Plumbing right now. What is your game? You've got 4 minutes.
4 minutes, plenty of time. Lindsay, you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Enthusiastically, and did you hear the enthusiasm in her voice?
Oh, she was, yeah, no, she was, she's ready to go.
She really bringing the energy.
Yeah, she's ready to go.
I'm in. Let's go.
All right, I'll describe a female athlete. You guess who I'm talking about.
Excellent. Great game, yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give the clues. Just guess the name. Your name is your buzzer.
Yeah.
Rose Bowl. 1999.
John.
John.
Brandi Chastain.
1-0, John.
Oh.
Okay. It's first to three. We'll go first to three on this one.
Okay, first to three. Got it.
Very good.
Two-time NCAA champion. Is considered better than her brother.
John.
Mason.
John.
Cheryl Miller.
I really thought I had that one. That was so completely me.
Yeah.
I think it was me. I think it was me.
All right.
Just making a point.
Okay, here we go.
I had that one.
Won the 2008 Indy Japan 300. GoDaddy.com.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
No.
Actually, that might be me. Who was that?
It was Lindsay.
Absolutely is me.
I got thrown off by John saying Lindsay.
I said Mason.
Before he did, though.
Bunch of what?
I got to go back and listen. Sorry.
No, yeah, just sit.
Oh, God. I wish you would
just say Lindsay. Lindsay,
you
go. All
right, Lindsay, you go.
Oh, for God's sake. I get screwed over in these games so bad.
All right, here we go. Woman. Listen, man.
Ireland, who is it?
Go ahead, John. Okay. And the clue I gave was only woman.
Okay. I'm going to say, well, you already did. I'll say Breonna Stewart.
Very close.
Okay.
Very good guess.
Okay.
All right. It's Ireland 2-1 right now. Yeah. Only woman to headline a pay-per-view event in both UFC and
Lindsay.
W. Mason.
Mason got there first. Ronda Rousey.
You just went for third person.
2-1-1.
Mason got there first.
Mason got there first.
Mason's good at games.
Mason's sitting there with sunglasses on, saying Mason got there first.
Mason's very, very good at these games.
Right, this is going to decide it right here.
Two-time WNBA champion.
Mason.
Go ahead, Mace.
Sue Bird.
You should have waited until I got more. I'm going to keep going. Go ahead, John.
Lisa Leslie.
Wow. Look at John.
Was it Lisa Leslie?
It's Lisa Leslie.
Were you going to say four-time gold medalist?
I was going to say two-time WNBA Finals MVP, attended USC, drafted in 97 from Gardena.
By the way, four-time Olympic gold medalist, Lisa
Leslie.
Pretty
good.
The only one to ever win four gold medals in basketball, men or women.
Wow. I did not see that.
I was at that game, along with the entire men's dream team. I think... Was that 2004, I think? One of those years. I don't know. Those Olympics all blend together for me.
Hey, Sliwa, here's a really important question.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it?
See you guys.
6:24, we hit the door tomorrow. Peter Goober and Booger McFarland. We got a Goober and a Booger tomorrow. 2:55 sharp. Sliwa's next, 710 ESPN.